The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
I know you.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
Say, I don't even know your name.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. Is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. Lance back in studio with us after his trip to Tampa St. Pete.
Lovely Tampa.
How were the meth heads outside your hotel?
It was a
picture of them yesterday.
No, I sent a picture of a hype beast at the airport.
No, you sent a picture of a bunch of guys in the street. It looked like an album cover, but I thought it was meth heads.
I don't think I did.
Yeah, you did.
The Glory Boys?
No, you sent it on Twitter. You put it out on Twitter.
What did I say?
I don't know.
I didn't know if I put something on there. Was it a picture of a? You sure I did?
Yeah.
Well, there's plenty of them. I don't think I would have put that on Twitter because I might have got blowback on Twitter because you know Twitter like.
Oh yeah.
This is so mean. I'm just telling you what I'm just, and you know what? No one did mess with me. I literally went to what I believe might be the first homeless Starbucks at one point.
Why would they have a Starbucks in that neighborhood?
Well, it's just downtown. You know how all downtowns can just, you know, it wasn't a terrible neighborhood. It's just downtown. It is what it is. And so I walked to one of them. I was like, I don't feel like walking by the flop house. I'm going to go to this other one. It's like 0.3 miles instead of 0.4. It's like closer anyway. That one was like, it had just been completely overtaken. I'd never seen anything like that. But no one messed with you. Like, no one messed with you or anything.
No. So
it was all right. But Tampa St. Pete, it's weather is similar to here. It's a little warmer.
Did you see any football players?
I saw some football players. Two of the best players I saw were an Aggie and a Longhorn.
Oh yeah,
Dalen Mack was had one of the best weeks of practice of anybody.
I wonder why he didn't have a really good career.
So here's the deal. So I dug around on this with Jimbo and some of his staff. So he came in, and then I listened to him talk to scouts because scouts visit with these guys. What are you? Do you come from two? How many parents are in the home? One, two, right. Whatever. He's two. Together, divorced. And, you know, he asks, so where do you go for these scouts? Ask. Oh, it's really interesting. Where do you go for Christmas? I mean, both of them. Who do you stay with when you go home for Christmas? Mom, I see Dad. What'd your dad do for work? Tells him. And then, you know, another guy goes, have you been arrested? No. Have you ever been in cuffs? No. Never been in cuffs. When's the last time you were in a fight?
Wow.
Well, this wasn't him. This is another guy. Melvin Gilliard from Georgia. When's the last time you were in a fight in practice? Never been in a fight. When's the last time you were in a fight? The streets, in a dorm, school? Never been in a fight. Never been in a fight at all. What's the biggest argument you've gotten into with a coach on the sideline? Did it get heated? Like, they ask him all this stuff. When's the last time you smoked? And this one, I'm not going to say who it was, this one prospect, he goes, I swear this is what he said. He goes, when's the last time you smoked? He goes, I've only smoked once. When was it? My sophomore year. Where were you? At a party? Why haven't you smoked again since then? I just tried it and I just didn't like it. I'm like, I tried it and I didn't like it. It's such a kid move to lie to a parent about something.
This picture that you sent out.
Oh, that's Jurassic 5. Yeah, those aren't guys who live in Tampa. That's literally a screenshot off of my iTunes.
Oh.
Yeah, you can see it looks like an iTunes on an iPhone.
Oh, I
thought. Those aren't guys who are hanging around in Tampa. That's why I couldn't.
I thought those
Hey, guys, gather here. I need to take a quick picture.
I thought those were the guys that were hanging those out outside
homeless
your...
Those aren't guys. That's Jurassic 5.
What does Jurassic 5 mean?
They were a composition of different rappers who formed a group a decade ago or more, actually.
Wow.
So listen to all these, but listen to all these questions that the guy, I mean, and you just have, you answer them. That's what you do. This is investigative reporting they're doing, and they all stand around. There'll be like three of them, four of them at a time, and they ask questions, and they ask the personal questions, and what's the worst injury you've had? What's the injury? When's the last time? Which coach do you not get along with? Which coach do you consider to, who was your mentor in high school? So if you're a single parent home, if you're raised by grandparents, there's different questions about when's the last time you saw your dad? One guy found out his dad had had no contact with him at all, and then he came into his life at bowl season. Literally was the first time. And what'd you do? Just ignored him. He said, I may get to know him later, but that was not the time. I'm focused on other stuff right now.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. But Daylon Mack, his whole thing is came in, had a good freshman season, 5-star recruit. And this is what he told scouts, that they had him playing a different scheme his sophomore and junior year, kind of a read and react, you know, he kind of slide down the line instead of a get up field attack. He said they had him lose weight. But he said, I lost weight, but it was just all water weight. I kept trying to have to make weight. He was impressive to listen to speak. Daylon Mack was really impressive, I thought. But he was, he just said, I kept trying to make weight. It was all water weight. It probably made me weaker, too. And he just said, I did that for a couple of years. And then last year when Coach Fisher came in, they had me play a different scheme. They let me get up the field. I played heavier at a more natural weight for me, which is about between 225 and 235. I'm sorry, 325 and 335. He's right. 335 there. He just said, I just felt a lot better, and I was in the scheme. And that made sense because this year he was really good. I watched his tape. I wasn't expecting anything. I was like, man. And then Coach Fisher and his staff was like, we didn't expect a lot from him based on what we had saw the previous season. We were really impressed. So he's one of those guys. It's kind of a cool redemption story. We remember what a big name he was when
huge.
He came in.
When they got him, when the Yankees got him,
five
it was star, huge.
Five-star Daylon Mack and number five. And
always then, waiting for him to show up.
And he had a good first year, nothing second year, nothing third year. And then he had another good year this year. So he played well. Chris Nelson from Texas had a really good week. And the kid that I bought the coffee maker for might have been the best offensive lineman there. Really? He was he didn't have the highest upside, but he's really athletic. He's kind of like a Chris Clark, which, you know, Chris Clark's kind of a bad name here, but Chris Clark is an athletic guy who's not really strong enough, but he's been in the league for a long time and been a starter. So that's who this kid Trey Pipkins is like. So we talked about the coffee maker stuff, but not a lot of players there. I saw your boy Jack Fox from Rice.
Yeah,
he was there punting. Yeah, I told somebody about one of the scouts who kind of follows punters and. I said, have you seen him? No. I said, well, you got a lot of tape. He led the nation of punts. He said, how many? I said, like 80-something.
Yeah.
He goes, in 12 games?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, he punted about 7 times a
game.
He
punted for Rice.
I said, yeah, this just in.
He was their most.
He goes, I don't think I've ever heard of somebody punting 80 times.
He was their most valuable player. When your
was
punter,
he really?
Yes. Yeah. When your punter is your most valuable player, you got problems
in the
program.
Listen, you can find a lot of tape on him. Jack Fox punted a ton. He was at Rice.
That's my guy. His dad he texted me yesterday. He said he met Alonzo out there. Did you saw Alonzo?
Everybody meets Alonzo.
Yeah, I love everybody meeting. So,
hey, here's a question. Like, everybody he meets. So, what are you guys doing? I'm like, what? There's people walk by. You just walking around with backpacks on? Like, he's talking to some draft.
It's funny. Jack came with, we go down to Orange Beach every year. And 1 year, Jack came with us. Jack came with JT, and we were all on the beach, and you know, there's about 40 of us that all go, and Zoe was there. And every time Jack opened his mouth, Jack, shut up, you're the punter, okay? No one cares what the punter says. And so Jack couldn't talk the whole vacation.
Zoe was holding court like he usually does. Yeah. Not intentionally. It's just people just gravitate to him.
Oh, gravitate to him. It's unbelievable.
Brian Gane was there of the Texans, the GM. He's one of the few GMs who was there. Well, not a lot of GMs go, but Brian Gane was there. And at one point, one of the members from his staff said, you know, we're looking at, he said, you know, we got to find corners and tackles. So we're all on the same page. Mm-hmm. And I asked us, what happened with Aaron Coleman? He just didn't come back same after the ankle injury, which made some sense. But Kevin Colbert was there from the Steelers, and he goes everywhere. Brian Gane was there. Mayock was there for at least the first day. There was like five GMs there, maybe six.
Why wouldn't there be more GMs? Are they busy?
Well, they can watch tape.
Yeah, I know, but they're busy.
Yeah, no, they are with exit interviews and free agency. They got to evaluate free agents and stuff. And there's not a lot of talent here. They'll all be at Senior Bowl, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, actually, some don't go to Senior Bowl.
East West got some talent, no?
I mean, they do. Late round guys and some not so great. It's not as good. There's over.
Yeah, but Senior Bowl eliminates all the underclassmen.
Well, so does East West, obviously. There's 180 underclassmen. No. If you are a graduate, you can still play in Senior Bowl. There's graduates who are playing. Daniel Jones from Duke, he's a junior, early entry. He's playing Senior Bowl.
Oh, he's a graduate. Yeah,
he's a graduate. But there's 180 early entry guys, and that's why a lot of these other guys are going to get squeezed now. Mm-hmm. Now it's completely turned into a two class draft now, junior, because there's so many juniors who come in now. That it's going to squeeze a lot of the seniors just completely out of the draft.
Yeah. I wrote about R.C. Slocum this morning, and I got to ask Fred if I saved it. Dell, is it saving it enough? Do you know about this thing? Is that enough? We don't know. No one knows.
No one knows.
I saved it, so I hope they get it. If they don't, they don't. Well, I talked to Coach Slocum. He's on the college football playoff committee. So I called him yesterday, and he was driving him. So we had a nice conversation. Great to talk to Coach again. I couldn't help but think of Coach Slocum on a mobile, if you want to know. And I even said it. I said, Coach, it's great to hear your voice again, but like I did every week for all that time. And he goes, RC on a mobile. Yeah, RC on a mobile. He still thought that was funny. Up until we had the guy who was doing the impression, doing a commercial for a strip club. That wasn't, don't you? Well, yeah, don't you remember that?
I don't remember that. Yeah, how
was
doing that?
Yeah, it was for the one on 290. What was it?
That doesn't seem appropriate.
That wasn't appropriate. No, we can't do that anymore. But I should have written about how, you know, I heard somebody yesterday, or somebody saw somebody on Twitter, it almost feels like this is NFL free agency in college football now. Yeah, it sure does, doesn't it? Yeah, that's good. The kids finally got, you know, if you're in a bad spot or you're in a spot that you want to leave, why in the hell can't you? Why in the hell? I mean, you can do it anywhere else. Every other sport, you can transfer without penalty other than basketball. Hockey, you want to go to another school, play next year? Yep. About volleyball, yep. Any other sport you can, but not football.
Well, but they let you transfer. You just have to sit. Yeah,
you just have to graduate, or you just have to graduate to play the next year, or sit out a year.
Yeah,
they don't make you do that in other sports.
In basketball, they do too.
In basketball, yeah. That's it. Yeah. Only the money makers,
the revenue generator. Yeah, I don't know. It's not that way in the other ones.
Mm-mm.
Why not?
No.
Well, what's the rationale?
The rationale is, you want to leave? Go.
What's the rationale? People don't care.
The
other sports?
No. That's not that they don't care.
We're gonna play next year.
It's not that they don't care.
Who cares?
They want to go somewhere else. Go somewhere else. Oh well. Oklahoma caught it yesterday. Although Oklahoma ended up doing.
Why
the right
did Oklahoma
thing.
Catch it?
Oklahoma caught it because they're bringing in Jalen Hurts as a graduate transfer, and their backup quarterback, I forget his name.
What's
his
name? Austin Kendall.
Austin Kendall is transferring to West Virginia, and Oklahoma blocks him.
Well,
but they didn't. They ended up.
The rule is in the Big 12, he could have transferred there, but they would have made him sit out a year if Oklahoma
I don't have a problem with that. But inside your own conference, I don't have a problem with that.
That's a load of crap. Why? That is a load of crap. Why? Oh, but it's okay.
It's competition.
Okay, really? Competition?
Yeah.
Oh, where? Well, Michigan's assistant coach goes to Ohio State yesterday or earlier this week.
Right.
He left Michigan and goes to Ohio State.
But you can get fired.
Wait a minute.
If you get fired in college, you can go wherever.
Fired in college, too.
I know, and you can go somewhere immediately.
Well, no, you can't. No, you can't. You still have to sit.
If you lose your scholarship?
If you lose your scholarship, you sit.
Well, that's kind of creepy. But I feel like if it's interconference, then if it's in your own conference, then you should be allowed to block it for a year. You can't.
Well, you can't. Well, then block coaches too.
I mean, you can go.
Then block coaches too.
I don't know that that's the same. We're talking.
Why not?
About
you
athlete.
Got all the inside information. You got more than of the inside information than the player
isn't
does.
Isn't that the reasoning behind it? Because if Austin Kendall's not good enough to play for you. Because you're bringing in Jalen Hurts, and obviously you're going to keep recruiting guys.
I just think there's a difference between...
Why? Because a coach is far more valuable
for
one game.
What's the 401k for these players? This is not... Whether we want to say this or not, this isn't true gainful employment. The other one is where families and stuff are taken into account. They are different.
But
I know
he wasn't
people don't
fired.
Like
you, wait a minute.
Different.
It
but
could be gainful
fired.
Employment if you were auditioning for a job in the NFL. And West Virginia is a perfect spot for you where you can go and play. I can make a living. I can make a living if I go to the right place for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I consider them. I don't know that I put them in the same category.
And particularly at that West Virginia for Austin Kendall where they don't have a quarterback.
Right.
It'll be a battle. If he has
but
to
he's
sit
going,
out a year.
Right? But he's going.
Well, now he is because, okay.
because they relented.
Well, because Oklahoma, Oklahoma caught it hard yesterday. When they're bringing in Jalen Hurts and on the same day, they're blocking their own quarterback from going somewhere else.
Yeah.
That was a load of crap. It's all for the teams. It's all for the coaches. It's a load of crap. College football is a load of
you
garbage.
It really doesn't make sense because you watch the Michigan. Michigan took two. Ohio State took two coaches from Michigan. They're going to get the game plan for Ohio State against Michigan immediately.
Immediately.
Wouldn't that be a bigger issue than
yes.
the quarterback?
And how we do it, everything that we do, and how we do it. Absolutely.
What are you talking about?
This
coaches?
Is how what John, Jim
ask
Harbaugh
your boy,
thinks.
Ask your boy Kevin Sumlin. There's not. It's the greatest thing in the world to be a college coach. There's no other. There is no other employment ever like college football head coach. Nothing where no contracts matter. You can get raises every year, even when you're under contract.
Thanks.
You can't be.
Thank
you. Can't be fired.
Case number 4,820. That why the NCAA sucks for the player and it doesn't for
no,
the coach.
No. Now assistant coaches do not have it that good.
Assistant some coaches, do, if they get the right contract.
But most don't.
But if they're really good?
No, but, I know,
think Brett Venables got it good? You think Dave Aranda's 90, got it any
I'm
good?
I'm just telling you, 90%, because I know coaches right now who are struggling. 90% of the coaches do not. Those big-time assistants, yeah. They some of them have it better than NFL
well,
coaches.
It's turning.
College head coach, Kevin Sumlin had three contracts in 4 years.
Yeah. Right.
That's
it's
insane.
Unbelievable. I know. You're making a point. It's stupid. 7:15 ESPN 97.5. We got a lot to do. When are your kids in the car?
Because
I'm going to have to get. I'm
actually
gonna,
don't know. Sometime they're already gone.
Because I'm coming after them today. All right.
Okay. Back after this. After the break, I think they'll be in the car.
All right. Let's see. Right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I got to give Lamont the credit. He was the one that tweeted out, feels like this is NFL free agency. So, thank you for some show content there, Lamont. Are your kids, did you talk to Nicole? Are the kids in the car?
I think they're about 5 minutes away. She's a little late getting back from her run, so they're probably
she's running the marathon Sunday?
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to slow? She shouldn't run now for a couple of days.
She only ran like about five. I know. She's not supposed to. You're supposed to gear down.
Yeah.
She's not doing her big runs, but.
She's still running. She's crazy marathon. I did the half once, and that's all.
Are you in the car, Nicole? Just text if you are in the car.
Yeah, if you got the kids, because I'd like to talk to Mason for a little while. Apparently, Veronica yesterday.
Oh, she is in the car because she just said 3 miles, so she must be listening.
So I don't know what that means. Anyway, Dell,
she's talking about how many miles she just ran. So she's listening. So if you got something to just say, better say it before they get to school.
Well, okay. Well, Mason apparently
What happened. I get home. This is not an uncommon thing for me when I get home. Oh, never mind. She didn't have the kids in the car.
When
the hell are the kids getting to school? How late are you?
Let's go, woman.
All right. Text me
get
when
the
you're
kids to school.
Text me when you're in the car with the kids.
I'm watching Handmaid's Tale now. She better pick it up.
You saw what happened.
You see what happens, Nicole.
It can go sideways.
You better pick it up.
It can go sideways on you real quick because we know that you.
Yeah.
You may not be a kid producer anymore, but we know you've done it in the past. And
nobody's killing Nicole in this movie, okay? Because she can produce kids.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
How about?
There's no question Nicole can produce kids.
How many episodes are you in?
Three.
Who's the wife? I can't remember what her name is.
She's
Serena or something like that.
She was very loving for a while, and
she was in that show Chuck. That show on NBC with the guy who used to work at a Best Buy type.
She's Australian.
Yeah,
you know that?
Yeah, she can get it.
She's not in the show. She's not a very nice person.
She is not. I thought she should have won an Emmy. When season two? She's really good.
You know who should win an Emmy is Susie from Ms. Maisel.
She did?
Yeah.
I think
she's spectacular.
Yeah, she won it.
Susie won it.
And so did Bresnahan. So did Ms. Maisel.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, she's spectacular.
Really good writing.
Yeah, really great writing. It almost feels like it's the 1950s.
I know. They do a perfect job with that.
But that's good.
Speaking of 50s.
So the kids aren't even in the car.
They'll be in a car.
So 58 and 57 for James Harden the last two nights.
No big deal.
Did you see their record when they led by 6 with 30 seconds left?
It's really good.
It was.
It was.
It was perfect until last night.
Not great anymore.
682-0.
Wait, it was what?
682-0.
It was
until last night. They led by 6 with 30 seconds to play, and then they lost the game. That is it was very, very difficult. Very difficult to watch that. Spencer Dinwiddie was unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Unfreaking conscious. But I'm sorry. What do you make now after seeing for a day the Daniel House situation?
Well, what do you mean after seeing the situation?
Well, I mean after
I know that it's
digesting all of
both sides. So I was reading one of the guys on Twitter had some good perspective where he talked about the fact that the money that the Rockets were offering Daniel House was better than a first rounder, guaranteed. It was better than a first rounder, Daniel House. Who cleared waivers the last time he was waived? No one even picked him up.
Well, you saw his agent said that there was no guaranteed money in his deal.
Oh, now that wouldn't surprise. Okay, so what's out there publicly versus privately? It wouldn't surprise me if that's the case because the Rockets don't always. Not all deals are guaranteed deals, by the way. So that's pretty interesting. They signed a guy named Nunley.
James Nunley, yeah. A guy named Nunley.
I don't know. He's just some guy named Nunley. Mm-hmm. Who they signed to the 10-day. So we'll see how he does. He might just be some guy who can shoot a bunch of threes that we never heard of because that happens too. But it's just, I don't know. For me, we don't have all the details. We could try to get Daryl on. I don't think Daryl will come on. But it just seems strange. It just seems strange that a guy who is an effective player for you and a member of your eight is just not going to be with you anymore.
Berman reported that there was a 3-year non-guaranteed deal or a 3-year guaranteed money deal.
Okay.
Both offers were rejected.
So the 3 guaranteed deal supposedly was more than a late first rounder would get.
3 years, $4.16 million, which was on par with what late first round draft picks.
Total money, right?
Total money.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're paying him like a late first.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Daniel House is betting on himself.
Yep.
Daniel House said, no, I'm not doing that.
That's fine.
That was a Gary Clark kind of a deal. Mm-hmm. And if you're Daniel House, you're like, well, wait a minute. Gary Clark is sitting over there. I'm starting.
No, that's fine. It can go away quick too. You're starting for the Rockets, who have Eric Gordon, Chris Paul out, and you play a role.
Mike D'Antoni makes people money.
Yeah, he can. He can. But, you know, so does James Harden. Well, people think he does. But, like, last time Viper Ball, Troy Daniels, did not turn into a money thing for him. He shot the ball well, too. So it's a little bit of a risk for Daniel House, too. I mean, I wish him luck. That's fine. But Rockets didn't want to give in on money. They might not be in a position where they can, based on the money they're already spending on two players alone. Three players, if you want to add Clint Capella. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I don't get too worked up over it, because this is – we've seen the turnover with the Rockets is so substantial. It's probably more turnover than any team in pro sports over the last 5 years.
So this is mostly all about luxury tax now. They're $7 million over. They're going to have $11.7 million that they're going to have to a penalty.
And the owner of the Cougars may not want to – he may be saying, I'm not paying – any more than what we're going to be paying right now.
Right.
I just had to get Dana and his staff. We're not doing this.
Well, that has nothing to do. The one has nothing to do with the other, pretty much.
Oh, I thought it was on the
same. No, it's not the same thing. Okay. It doesn't come off the same.
It's not on the same balance
sheet? No, it's not. It's a different balance sheet.
Okay. But it still comes from the pockets of the same guy, right?
Yeah. Fertitta U and Fertitta
Rockets.
Rockets. Yeah. To different.
College Fertitta, Pro Fertitta.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So they're
you guys
different.
Better keep going to Saltgrass, is all I'm saying. You want players like Daniel House on your roster? Go to Saltgrass.
Fertitta, seafood Fertitta,
other places.
Gambling Fertitta. There's a lot of Fertittas. There's a lot of Fertittas. He does things.
Oh,
I don't know if you know this or not. He's involved with
Hotel Fertitta.
Yep.
Yeah. There's a lot of
Post Oak is pretty baller.
Well, yeah. You want what?
I like to call him Gaming Fertitta.
Gaming is Game, the
yes.
Is
we're
the,
not calling it gambling Fertitta.
Yeah, gaming
it's
Fertitta.
Gaming. That's
gaming.
The cool thing.
So they're different spreadsheets.
They're in the car.
They're in the car. Well, I'm just okay. So on the other side,
are they going to be in the car on the other side?
It will be tight.
It'll be tight.
They're doing it now. Let me just tell you. I get home. Mason goes. Here's what Mason says. Hey, Dad. As I get home at 9 o'clock last night. Why were your friends so inappropriate today?
And I would first say...
And I said, my friend... Well, I said, who are you talking about? What was inappropriate? He goes, your friends Dell and Mr. Granato. And I said, oh my gosh, Mason. You're right. Me and Dell are good friends. That's the only thing I took from that.
I would say, Mr. Dell doesn't like your daddy that much.
Well, he didn't call you Mr. Dell. He called you Dell.
I know he doesn't know.
You're Dell and I'm Mr. Granato, first of all.
I would say...
I like Mason, the respect level.
Mason, one of us doesn't deserve that type of respect.
Yes.
And secondly, okay. Me and your daddy aren't that close.
Okay. Mason, that's
no,
not true.
Well, they're really not. But, okay, so they're not friends. First of all, I said nothing. It was mostly all Dell.
That was
inappropriate yesterday.
What did he have
yesterday.
A problem with?
He didn't even say.
It was probably something about you said about dogs yesterday. No. And, oh, by the way, you got us in trouble with another listener on top of that.
Who did I get you in trouble
with? There was a guy called in yesterday, and Veronica was on the board, on the phones.
Our intern, yes.
Yeah, our intern, Veronica. And she said, there was a guy that called in and said he will no longer be listening.
What did I say?
Said something inappropriate about dogs. I am a dog lover.
Did I?
I don't know.
So, you're the one who
they're
said...
They're just dogs. Get over it.
You
throw
said
them in the
that.
Backyard and let the birds
you
eat them.
You said that.
Was a quote.
I don't remember that. But
a dog lover guy is not a listener.
What are you talking?
I hope we didn't lose a meter because of your bird comments.
You can't blame me for that. That's you.
Hey, listen.
Did he me out or did
I'm
he
just,
say
I'm
the
just
dog?
Being realistic
that's probably
about
what Mason was talking about, I guess.
Well, it was totally, I think, inappropriate to
Dell. Look,
Dell.
I thought.
But, so, Mason, don't lump me in with Dell. And that's the first thing. And secondly, Sebastian. Alabama still lost to Clemson. How's that taste? Okay.
And now you lost one of your quarterbacks, Oklahoma.
So Oklahoma.
Yeah. How about that? Jalen Hurts gone.
You know what he called Jalen Hurts, and it took a lot of crap from. He called him one of the greatest quarterback in Alabama history, and then he immediately caught crap from his brothers. Like, what? What about Tua?
What about Joe Namath?
He doesn't know about Joe Namath and Ken Stabler. He doesn't know about these guys who played for years in the NFL.
But that last one was Ken Stabler, though, but okay.
Yeah. Jalen is not going to...
What about Jake Coker?
What?
No. Not Coker, but Jalen is not probably going to be a pro quarterback, I don't think.
No.
He's not going to be Stabler. He's not going to be Namath. Hey. And he's not going to be Tua.
Let's not doubt the powers of Lincoln Riley.
No kidding. I mean, Baker went from looking like a third or fourth rounder to the first pick of the draft.
And Kyler was a guy who was too small to play. And now people are like, we might draft him in the first round.
So now is Sebastian going to be a big Oklahoma fan?
That's what I'm thinking.
Good, Nicole. Congratulations.
I think he switches over to Sooners because he does bounce from team to team, depending on who he's
Nicole,
mad at.
How's that going to taste when you're playing Oklahoma
and your son is cheering for the OU quarterback?
Look who's on Good Morning Football today or whatever the show is.
Deshaun.
Get up.
The greatest quarterback in the NFL today. Yep. Why is he there when the Texans lost?
He's dressed up today.
Did you see somebody put that on Twitter? Was coming after him on Twitter?
What else would he be doing?
What do you mean?
When he had his purple hoodie on at the Clemson game? Why are you there? You just lost a playoff game 3 days ago. Why are you at that game?
Was 2 days.
2 days ago.
Previous, yeah. Yeah, he's supposed to still be in mourning. He's supposed to still be in mourning. Yeah. You didn't know that?
Stop. He's a grown man.
He didn't know.
He's not in mourning over a football loss.
He should have had ashes on his forehead.
What? It wasn't Ash Wednesday.
I know, it was Ash Monday. He should have been.
It wasn't Ash Monday. No? You don't even know what. That's no such thing.
I know it's not Ash Monday. It was a joke. Monday doesn't exist.
No, it wasn't Ash Monday.
Thanks, John.
It wasn't Ash Monday.
No, I'm aware. Yeah. I'm aware it's not an actual thing.
Okay.
The game was on Monday. That's all.
All right. Just so you know, Mason, it's all Dell that's inappropriate. You see, making fun of our ashes, Mason, about our religion. Who did that? It was Dell.
They know it's you.
Okay? Yeah,
you can't blame
me. Man, Marcus Peters can't run.
Yeah, he can't run.
Remember when Marcus Peters made a thinly veiled threat to
He was going to kill Sean Payton?
Yeah. Marcus Peters makes me nervous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, he makes me legitimately
nervous. Well, after that last game, he was going
to... And then he's like ready to fight people in the post-game. And Amari Cooper's not backing down from Marcus
Peters. All right, 733 ESPN 97.5. I want to talk right now.
But they say Marcus is that guy. He's straight out of Oakland, and he is that guy.
Well, you know what? I hope Marcus Peters, if he has a few cocktails, that he's going to take some Cheers pills. It's Cheers now. You remember that Thrive Plus thing? It's called Cheers now. They changed with the new year, but it's the same great supplement. It's a supplement designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol and help you, me, and the 60% of Americans who drink feel better the next day. Now, I can tell you from experience, it works. Trust me. I've used it a few times. Don't just take my word for it. No, the product was developed by a team of 5 PhDs and an Ivy League scientist who you probably saw on Shark Tank last year. Cheers works by giving your liver exactly what it needs to process alcohol and its toxic byproducts before the pain sets in. To use it, simply take 3 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, the company is going to give you your money back. To order Cheers, go to cheershealth.com. Cheershealth.com. And if you order by 4 p.m. today, you're going to have it on your doorstep tomorrow. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up, and your liver is going to thank you. I don't drink without Cheers, and neither should you. Cheershealth.com.
Seconds left to play. Dinwiddie gonna go for the 3. Got it. And now a 1-point game. Rockets have to first get it in and stay away from the foul. And they can't do it. They foul PJ Tucker, who's, as I mentioned, a 66% free throw shooter. A miss, but what a rebound by Harden. Of all the great things he has done tonight, James Harden just made the play of the game with a rebound. All right, here we go. No timeouts for the Nets. They've got to have a 3. There's Dinwiddie putting it up and got it. Dinwiddie with a 3 to tie the game.
Well, that's a good question.
Why don't you just foul before he's even in a shooting motion?
Well, he wasn't. That was a crap shot, though. That was a terrible shot. I don't know. I guess he's a pro, so I guess. Did you see Luka's 3 yesterday? They inbounded the ball, and I don't know.
You see how far guys are shooting threes now?
It's unbelievable.
The Warriors no longer care where the 3-point line is. Steph Curry never really has. Now Draymond's like me, and James too. They don't care where the 3-point line is.
Luka was about a yard inside half court when he took one last night and made it. It's nothing but that.
In rhythm?
He caught the inbounds pass and just put it. I mean, it wasn't like it was rushed or anything. He just nonchalant. I'm going
to
take this.
You know how strong you have to be in your upper body to shoot from that far? It's hard.
Yeah. So, Spencer, I mean, that doesn't matter, right? I mean, Eric Gordon was back. Until everybody gets back, but you really gotta hold everybody off right now. I mean, they had moved up in the standings, and now you know this. Listen, they're the 5 seed as we speak, tied with the Spurs, Rockets. Well, yeah, 25 and 19, just percentage points ahead of the Spurs. It's not like, hey, the Jazz are 25-21, so they're only a game behind the Rockets, and that's the 8th seed. The Lakers are just out now and they're coming here tomorrow night. But since LeBron's been down, they really haven't been a very good basketball team. Mm-hmm. But are you worried at all that Capella's coming back? Chris Paul is coming back. It's not like we're worried that the Rockets are going to make the playoffs.
No. But it is. It's, you know what? At this point, it's not really. It is about seeding. It's about being in the top four. It's what it usually is about. Being in the top four and being at your best at the end of the year. That's what it's got to be about.
Do you have,
for James right now, he wants to. James clearly has his sights set on some kind of new scoring thing that he's doing, which, you know, it's fine, whatever, as long as it leads to wins.
Well, but it's hard to criticize him. What did he take, 34 shots and he scored 58 points?
No. I know. But we're going to, like, he's going to break the all-time scoring record for the Rockets. Like, the Rockets scoring record that he set, that's going down this year because that's in his sights. The triple-doubles were in his sights, MVP. It's what's going to happen. Yeah.
He ain't worried about triple-doubles anymore because he's scoring 115 points with zero assists.
No, I think the number was the last two games he scored 115 points and none of them have been assisted baskets.
Like, yeah, it's all ISO.
He's also ISO. Not assisting
that
too much.
Too,
Yeah. So, I mean, but that's fine. I mean, how are you going
to? Well, as long as they lead to a win. But, you know, I mean, it's not crazy to say, well, James Harden is. I mean, it's not a crazy thing to say, well, James Harden is scoring a lot, but he's not, he's not getting other people involved. I mean, that is something he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
James is the.
Well, 115 points, 8 assists over the last two games.
His PER is 30. I've never seen him at 30 with his efficiency rating. I don't think James has ever had that number, but he is his career field goal percentage, which you can't really look at career. He's at 23 field goal attempts right now per game. That should tell you how many he's shooting now. Like, he's shooting about 35 to 40% more shots now, which is an intentional thing.
And he's 34 shots and 23 times to the line. I mean, that's...
Yes. Over the last 5 games, he shot 30 or more 4 times.
34, 33, 32, 24, 30. I mean,
field goal,
and then 18, 35, 32.
During that time, though, field goal percentage, 43, 50, 34, 51, 47. I mean, it's what you want.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's averaging 44 a game in January. We're halfway through January. He's averaging 44 points a game. This is now scoring James. He's showing you a new side that
this is Rick Barry-esque.
Yeah, I just don't remember Rick. I was too young. No, but he would fire, right? Lot of shots.
Yes. He went on a binge like this. James is on a binge, a 50-point binge, and that only Elgin Baylor, Wilt Chamberlain, Rick Barry, and somebody else have ever done.
So
Kobe,
9.
And Kobe.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 9 of his last 12, he's had 40 or more. In 9 of his last 12. During that time, 35, 26, 25, 19. That's pretty impressive. The other ones, he obviously is getting to the... I've never seen this many three-point attempts. He's got to be on record. Like, he's got to be shattering records.
Well, they did shatter... They broke a record last night with 106 combined.
Do you see, in January, he's averaging 17 three-point shots a game. A lot of time, his career, like, he's not even close. That's how many shots per game he's averaging for his career, 17? He's averaging 17 threes per game in January right now. he is shooting so many threes right now. It is insane.
And he's making 6 out of 17, which is an acceptable. It's 34%, which you'll take.
Yeah, you'll take it. You want it to be a little higher. A little higher would be nice.
But
the last time
That 1 for 17 killed him.
Yeah, that's true. The last time James did not shoot double digits three-pointers.
That's 34% with a 1 for 17 in there.
That's pretty good. You'll damn sure take that. Although the last three games, he has been 12 of 51. That's not great. But, of course, like you said, the 1 of 17. But, you know, the last time that he had non-double-digit three-point attempts was December 15th. It's been a month since he had a game where he didn't shoot. So he knows what he's got to do. He's got to get to the free throw line a lot, too. And that's what he's been doing the last five
games. Well, how good was that game, though? He took 14 shots and scored 32 points.
James had 23 free throw attempts. Okay, this lets you know how much James is shooting right now. I mean, he's gone into full Iverson mode with his free throw attempts. I've never seen – this is like high-level MJ stuff. 34 field goal attempts, 19 of them are threes, and he still got to the free throw line 23 times. Now, it wasn't overtime, but he still got to the free throw line 23 times. If he had gotten to 20 three-point attempts, and I don't think he's gotten to 20 three-point attempts this year, that's his next – that's the next thing he's going to get to is 23-point attempts.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't done it yet, but not that I've seen, at least. I don't think. No, he hasn't done it this year. 19. I'm waiting to see if he can get to 30 field goal attempts plus 20 and 20. That would be the ultimate. Now, he did have 6 assists yesterday. You'll take it. He did have 10 rebounds.
Yeah, as opposed to the 2 the day before.
He is playing like his output is MVP level output,
mm-hmm.
right? I think that's fair to say. He's got MVP level output right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna look at advanced stats, right. See if his PER. His PER, his efficiency rating is higher now than it was last year when he won.
Right.
And that's because he's getting to the free throw line, but it's higher than it was whenever he won the MVP last year.
Yeah, that means he's got 34 attempts. Plus, add another 11 attempts. He's basically 45 attempts.
Good God, his usage rate is super high.
Unbelievable.
Right now.
That's 747.
You think he's going to break down or gas out?
That's a worry. The usage rate right now
is at 40. It was 35.9.
You got to worry about injury, quite frankly, because he's inside. So he's built so well, though.
Yeah,
It is a little bit worrisome. If God forbid anything happens to him. I mean, then the season is just done. It's just over.
And this is it's not his highest total shooting percentage, or true shooting percentage, but he's 62.1. I mean, yeah. I mean, his number. I'm just looking at his numbers, and he's not really sacrificing. He's not really sacrificing anything other than from when he had the triple double year, where he was trying to get all the triple doubles. His numbers are still like he's not really sacrificing the way he plays. He's just shooting more with Clint Capella and Chris Paul hurt.
Yep.
I mean, well, Chris Paul's been hurt.
Tell you where you can watch James Harden every game is at Prime Social while you're playing.
Yep.
You can get, and they're going to be playing tomorrow night.
Those guys get action at the tables too. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah.
They'll talk a lot about college and pro games and basketball games.
Poker table is a great way to.
It's a communal place.
It is. It really kind of is. You get to know guys. Like, I've got to know a lot of great people over there at Prime. We play a lot together, play in a lot of tournaments together. It's a lot of fun. Going to be over there tomorrow playing in a tournament. And Friday's a great day for a tournament. Saturday's a great day for a tournament, too, because they up the stakes a little bit. And it's not nearly as busy as you would think. And they've got guaranteed money on the line. And you want to talk about a big one, February 9th, they've got a huge Saturday tournament in which the top 80 players, the people who play the most time-wise at Prime now through February 9th are going to be in a free roll, which is means you don't have to pay a dime to get in it, and there's $20,000 that will be won that day. So if you're looking for a great way to cash in, a free roll is awesome. And their anniversary is next Friday, 8 days from now, and there's going to be all kinds of events going on. splashing pots with money, all kinds of great stuff that they'll do as well. So you're looking for a great time had by all. You're looking for the poker room. I saw a buddy of mine sent me a picture of a new poker room that's opened on the west side. It was beautiful. No people in it.
Best seven people?
Nobody. No. Zero people in it. You want a game? You go to Prime. There are always people there playing. Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer.
ESPN 97.5. It kills me not to know this, but I've all but just forgotten what the color of her eyes were. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, this is a quick segment because Lance's kids took us off the clock, right? That's their fault. Lance, nice job, Lance's kids. Nice job, Marty, for doing that. Maddie's the one that said, oh, it's 100% Mr. Granato was the inappropriate one.
She's a smart child.
Eight-year-old figuring things out. Thanks, Maddie, not having any confidence in me.
You're not talking to them anymore, I don't think.
Maddie's still in the car with Mom.
You don't think they're back at home?
Oh, they might be. No, they got to drop the kids off. Thanks, Maddie.
Is it kind of, I don't know where who brought this to the table, but the fact that drop the kids off has multiple meanings? Who decided
drop
that
the kids
was gonna,
off the pool?
Yeah, who decided that was going to be the vernacular when you don't want to tell people what you actually did?
Well, yeah, dropping the kids. Lance goes, I had a meeting with Mr. Gao.
Yeah, but
that's not Mr. Gao's looking.
Is he dropping the kids off or having a meeting with Mr. Gao right now?
Which
one is he doing?
I don't know what no one knows. Let's bring Todd in here in the meantime on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Todd?
What's going on, my man?
How you doing, pal?
I wanted to talk about the Rockets because we lost House. Capella's out. Paul's can't stay off the injury report. So at what point do we start playing Carmelo Anthony?
Never.
Let the guy build up his trade value. Never. And then we get rid of him with a higher value. I'm going to hang up and listen.
Well, the first thing you might want to be aware of is that they've already gotten rid of him. I don't know if he knew that. But Carmelo's not on the roster. He's not just sitting down in a hoodie.
Well, he was for the longest time.
Not that long. I don't know if our caller knew he's not on the roster anymore in terms of eligible to play. Because he doesn't show up to the building.
Yeah, he's been in New York.
Yeah, he doesn't sit on the bench and hoping to get in. That's done for.
Yeah. So he's not on their 15-man anymore. He was for a while.
Yeah, maybe he thinks they're going to call him back from New York and have him play. But Carmelo is a non-starter for the Rockets at this point.
Well, right, but the Rockets, he's still on the 15-man roster.
No, I get that, but...
Well, so they can call him up and bring him back.
But they're not going to.
No, right. But he is on the roster.
What I'm saying is... Technically,
they're trying
is, but
to.
He's,
I don't know what
he's
Daryl,
not on the. He's not eligible. They're not going to play him.
I don't know what Daryl Morey's motivation here is to trade him. Listen, you're not building up Carmelo's. The only thing that you would do if you brought in Carmelo Anthony is I don't even want to answer this.
Yeah,
this is ridiculous. He's not. He's the Carmelo Anthony is done, Carmelo's and they're not trading him either.
By the way, Carmelo is probably Des Bryant, where he might get a nibble, but his career might be over, too.
No, his career's over.
You think his career's over?
Yeah.
I think it probably is.
Yeah.
It probably is. Who is excited about Carmelo right now?
No one. Just like Dez did get a shot. I don't believe that Melo's ever getting another shot. It's over.
I don't think so either. And he's not considered... I don't know that he's considered. Well, I didn't hear he was bad in the locker room for the Rockets.
No.
So I didn't hear that. I just don't think anyone wants to mess with Melo because Melo still thinks he's really good. It's like, I know when it's time for me to come off the bench. I don't like my role with Houston. So if you want Melo, you know he's not very good anymore, and you have to start him.
And the guaranteed money of a 16-year veteran or whatever he is.
But it's vet minimum.
Yeah, right. But it's still
$2 million.
It's, yeah.
$2 million.
It's still money. But why is he still on the roster?
The thought is
that Daryl Morey thinks he can trade him.
Yeah.
Who? What?
Well, what difference does it matter? They got to pay him anyway. So what difference does it matter if they keep him or not?
Well, because it's a roster spot, and they're kind of valuable, and they have been kind of valuable. You had to cut Daniel House because you didn't have a spot when you signed Gary Clark to off his 10-day deals into a guaranteed deal, 3-year deal. So you had to cut Daniel House and then bring Daniel House back on his 45-day deal. So it does matter, and you especially when you have all of these injuries. It really matters. You need these spots. You've needed these spots.
Mm-hmm.
And Carmelo's just taking up a spot for no reason. You're not trading him. I don't know.
I know. You might as well just cut him.
What's the difference?
Well, none.
Except it has made a difference.
But you're able to add Nunley, so that's good.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
What's
Thank
his
God,
name?
James.
This is Joe Nunley? Isn't he a pitcher?
I think it's James.
James.
It's James Nunley.
Or something.
He played last night.
How do you get beat by Dunwoody?
Dinwiddie. Spencer Dinwiddie's not a bad player. And the Nets aren't actually a bad basketball team.
No, they're not a bad basketball team.
No, no.
It's been a nice little comeback. Yeah. To watch the Nets and Kings, they've done this year.
They're doing it just like the Rockets. Just throw up threes. That's it.
That's how everybody does it.
Yeah. The Rockets threw up, was it 70 last night?
It was 106 between them. A record. We had a record. 106. Seems like a lot.
It is a lot. It is a lot. It's a lot of threes.
Yeah.
James almost got to 23 points. 20 is a lot of field goal attempts in a game. For most players, 20 is a lot of field goal attempts. If you make 8 of 20, you're on the hook for 16 points. And if you get to the free throw line, you know, 6 times and you make 4 of them, bing. You're at 20 points. That's a 20. And I know if you really think about it, a 20-point score, that's good. You get 20 points in a game. James did that with 3 attempts, 19, almost 20. The Rockets right now know that this really is, though. It's just really us talking about an individual game if you want to. I would have fouled. So to me, you got to foul late in games. And I know that I don't think Kevin McHale believed in it either. But I'm a big believer in I'll take my chance with the rebound. With the team getting an offensive trying to get an offensive rebound as opposed to taking a look at three. And I get the fear of fouling during a 3-point shot, but you can get a hold of guys quickly on the inbounds as long as you're forcing them out towards half court. You can't allow them to leak under you towards the basket because then you're in trouble with your foul.
All right, let's try to catch
up. And when we come back, the Patriots are now making T-shirts, or there is a T-shirt, or at least a graphic
Everyone
that's
going to
turn
blow?
Into a T-shirt.
No.
It's even more ominous than that. When we get back, I'll tell you, you'll definitely think it's ominous when I tell you. We'll do that here in just a second. Texas Custom Patios, there's nothing ominous about them. That's only the Texas Custom Patios people, which is Stephen Shell and his entire group. What they want to do is they want to elevate your home. They want to elevate frankly, the value of your home. When you have an outdoor living space, like I have a patio, when you have an outdoor kitchen or a new sunroom or just something new to make your home better, a new space, it is going to add value to your home. I know the talk about you don't get your money back for swimming pools, and that's accurate. When it comes to patios, in most situations, in most neighborhoods, you get your dollar for dollar back. And not only that, that is going to be one of the key factors in people choosing your home instead of another if they're looking to buy a home. Now, for me, I'm not looking to sell my home. I wanted to find a home that was more fun to live in, and that's what I have right now. I can go outside like I'm going to do tonight with the great weather and have dinner out there and watch some shows and wind down and have a cocktail out there. That's what I have the access to do. There's a fire pit out there for when I want. And if you want to see what my home looks like, and I was just like you, I had a backyard that I didn't like, an area behind my home that I didn't like, and they upgraded everything. They built it into my pre-existing structure of my home, and they blended it perfectly. And you can see what it looks like at tcplance.com. That's tcplance.com.